A reading from Isaiah. Let me sing for my beloved a song of my lover about his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a fruitful hill. He broke the ground, cleared it of stones, and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower inside of it. He even hewed a wine press in it, for he hoped that it would yield grapes. Instead, it yielded wild grapes. Now then, dwellers of Jerusalem and people of Judah, you be the judges between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done for my vineyard that I failed to do in it? Why, when I hoped it would yield grapes, did it yield wild grapes? Now I'm going to tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, that it may be ravaged. I will break down its wall, that it may be trampled. And I will make it a desolation. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and it shall be overgrown with briars and thistles. And I will command the clouds to drop no rain on it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the seedlings the Lord lovingly tended are the people of Judah. The Lord hoped for justice, but behold, injustice. For equity, but behold, inequity. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, have no anxiety at all, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. Then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Keep on doing what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me. Then the God of peace will be with you. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, built a tower. Then he leased it out to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants. One they beat, another they killed, a third they stoned. Again, he sent other servants, more numerous than the first, but they treated them the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes?" They answered, "He will put those wretched people to a wretched death and lease his vineyard out to other tenants who will give him the produce at proper time." Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scripture, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, it is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit. The one who falls on this stone will be dashed to pieces. It will crush anyone on whom it falls. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. The Gospel of the Lord.